Hi, Dave Scarlett here. Welcome back to FAQs, Frequently Asked Questions. FAQ 2 is the following frequently asked question. David, how do I get lots more referrals coming to me in my business? Now, that's an obvious question to ask, isn't it? Because we'd all love more referrals. Referrals suggest that the client coming to us, the prospective client, has been recommended by somebody that they like and that they trust. And what's really interesting is if that referral comes from a professional introducer, say a solicitor or accountant, because that typically improves the quality of prospective client. I'm sure you'd agree. The problem with asking the question is the same as with FAQ 1. The question is the wrong question. Let me explain why. By asking that question, it suggests that you haven't done the following. You haven't benchmarked the quality. You haven't agreed with the referrer the type of individual you're having coming to you. So the individual coming to you, the prospective client, tends to be of inconsistent quality and inconsistent nature. Well, that's not great because it allows you then to feel out of control. And who on earth in business wants to feel out of control, or in life for that matter? Finally, if you continue allowing referrals to come to you like this, you'll end up with a definite result. You'll end up with a legacy of a clogged up system of clients on a client base that frankly shouldn't be there in the first place. What you need, as with every point of your business, is an effective referral system. One of the principles of business that I'm passionate about is developing processes and systems that coherently drive your business. Whatever your mood and whoever you're dealing with and whoever's delivering that process and system within your company. Now, before you develop a referral system, the first thing that you have to do is to develop a referral mindset. What exactly do I mean by that? Well, first of all, you need to believe seriously that acquiring referrals is a great way of doing business. It's not only great, it's completely ethical and probably the best way of acquiring new clients to your business. The next mindset you need to develop is to introduce the concept of referrals to the new prospective client very early on in the relationship. Frankly, I do that in the first meeting to let them know that this is the condition, the expectation, if you will, of doing business together. Let them know that referrals are part of the process of doing business with you. The next mindset of getting quality referrals is being specific when requesting the referral. If you're talking to an existing client who trusts you and loves dealing with your service, or if you're talking to a professional introducer who clearly trusts you in order to let his clients or her clients come to you, you need to be specific about what it is you're asking for. Don't be scared, be courageous. Let them know precisely the kind of individual that would do best working with you and vice versa. And clarify it for them. Bullet point it, list the criteria and the qualities of the prospective client that you really would like working with. The next mindset I'd encourage you to develop is the mindset of the hero. Let me explain that. I was at a conference last year and I was approached by two senior individuals in the financial services profession. Both had been presidents of an organization. And each of them approached me separately, asking me for advice or introductions to professionals with certain skills, skills that they needed to develop to fulfill their roles wider. I was able to make those introductions, and I can't begin to tell you the feedback I got from those two people, thanking me effusively for those two professional introductions, introductions that could help them to develop their professional career. A wonderful mindset to develop when creating a stream of quality referrals is the mindset of reciprocity. By that I mean give first. Give referrals to somebody else first. Give referrals to the professional introducer before they ever think of giving referrals to you. If you can achieve that, and I've done that in the past in great numbers, you have no idea how they feel obligated to help you, to give quality referrals in response. The law of reciprocity rules. I'd advise you to try it. Finally, I must say this, be patient. When creating a stream of quality referrals, keep trying the principles that I've suggested to you so far, and I promise you they work. But you need to have patience, particularly when dealing with professional introducers. They're not going to give their reputation away quickly to you if you've not developed that quality reputation and relationship over a period of time. So be patient. I look forward to seeing you on FAQ 3.